Hello and welcome to Hopscotch. My name's Jim.
And I'm Bill.
Bill, welcome back from Mexico.
Ah, yes. Hola.
Hola.
Buenos noches,
bienvenido. Welcome back.
Yes, we had a wonderful time. Oh, Mexico. As you know, I was very excited to get the first stamp on my passport.
Yes, you.
It's just a phenomenal place to be. I cannot tell you how much fun we had while in Cabo.
Cabo, right? Yes, I was in Cancun. You were in Cabo. Yeah. But you had a big adventure. Now, let's backtrack real quick. Last summer, and we talked about this after our baseball tournament, you went up in the hot air balloon at the museum, the Intrepid.
Scared the life out of me.
And this time?
I went parasailing.
Unbelievable.
Though. Even higher. But the difference is, in parasailing, you're moving. And you have something propelling you along, moving you. You know, where you're basically tethered to a boat that has to keep moving for you to stay up in the air.
Right.
The balloon, you're just sitting there. Mm. That was unnerving. Now, I'm not going to say I was perfectly comfortable being tied to a parachute, being dragged along in the ocean. You know, when I look down is when I have a problem.
Yeah.
But when I'm looking out, that's beautiful and that's nice. You know, you know, that doesn't bother me at all. But I was looking forward to it. You know, it was like...
You said you wanted to do it before.
I wanted to do it, and I did. You know, you're about 600 feet of line behind the boat. You're about 350 to 400 feet up in the air. Mm-hmm. And you don't even notice how high you are. You know you're up in the air. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great. They had a great time. And you, when you were in Mexico, went to some ruins.
Yeah, I went to the Mayan ruins, yeah, and Tulum. And things have changed in the last 30, almost 35 years since I went my Spanish class trip in high school. The biggest thing that's changed is you can't climb on the ruins anymore because tourists, and it was blamed on college kids on spring break, were up there, were trying to chip jade out of some of the statues, and they were, you know, carving their names. And, yeah, but it was still a lot of fun, and it would have been nice to spend a little bit more time there, but it was a half-day trip.
So, gotcha. All right. So in keeping in the theme of our vacation speech.
Right. We've been talking about this, but I think we're going to jump in with both feet into the Belvenny.
Absolutely.
Which is one of our favorite scotches.
We had the Belvenny Doublewood is what hooked us on this trip to begin with.
Right. That's right. This whole...
If you want to try a scotch, try a Belvenny Doublewood.
Right.
And we did.
Another thing that we're doing with the podcast now, too, we're just experimenting with video, so we'll see how this comes out. You got that rolling?
No, I do not have it rolling, but...
Okay. So this is our way of just kind of trying to figure out video. This is something that neither one of us are well-versed in at all. At least you've had practice with the camera.
Very little. I don't know that we're going to make a lot of video today. I think we're just going to...
No, we're just kind of messing around with it, and we're probably not going to post it, but it just gives us a start. So, all right. Well, thank you for the compliment last time. I decided to leave the compliment you paid me for my audio editing in there. So after much thought,
yes.
I spent about 10 days really weighing some options, but I've decided to leave radio.
Seriously?
After almost 29 years.
Wow.
So I was offered a job at my part-time place of employee.
Wow.
So I decided to accept it. And this week I submitted my notice.
Jim, I'm stunned. But I'm also pleased. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a good opportunity for me. It's a big move in many ways.
It is a big move.
After 18 years at this one radio station. So.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm... Jim, I'm... Fascinating. Are you going to continue to do some production work?
Well, I offered my services.
And I'm sure they accepted in some way.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Was this recent, like yesterday, when you put in your notice?
That was Tuesday.
Ah, okay.
And I said, you know, I've got this rig at home, you know, what we use for the podcast here. So, you know, if you need any voice work or even full production, I mean, there's stuff I can do in my spare time.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. You know, congratulations. So we've been here for minutes now, and we have yet to even crack a bottle.
I think this bears a drink anyway, so this is the perfect time to do it. So let's start.
We've talked about it. We've talked about it probably in four or five different podcasts.
Sorry.
We've always talked about Belvenny being our first single malt that we've enjoyed as far as really noticing the taste and enjoying the different nuances of a scotch. And Jim's got the Belvenny Caribbean cask that he's had... put aside for probably 3 or 4 months now, at least.
Yeah, I saw this in a liquor store, and I thought, this is really something we ought to take a look at. We ought to do a podcast. So the Belvenny, we've not tried this particular one. This one is aged in a rum barrel, and it's 14 years. extra matured in rum casks.
So it's like a 12-year, then they put another rum cask for a couple years?
For a couple more years, correct.
That's fantastic.
All right, so
I think what we're going to do here is try to crack her open. Nice heavy pour there.
Yeah.
And as we'd like to look, it's a pretty golden color. It's a nice looking golden amber color. Some of them are a little redder. This one's a little more gold. Interesting.
Warm it up a bit, see what it does. Well, it does have a nice sweetness to
it. It does have a sweet scent. It's got a little bit of a iodine up.
Yeah.
Comes up high.
A little fruit smell to it as well.
Yeah, it does.
In the nose. Like a pear or something.
Yes. Okay, I would say with that. That pear, maybe, or like a sweet apple.
Yeah, right.
You know? Yeah, I think pear is probably the better of those scents.
Yeah, it does have a little bit of that alcohol vapor.
Yes. It definitely comes up fast out of the glass.
Yeah.
Give it a try, my friend.
It's got a nice warmth to it.
It does.
I don't really taste that pear, though. Do you?
Really? I was going to say, I think you're almost right on with that pear.
Can you taste
it? That fruitness to it. You know how, like, when you take a bite out of, like, an Asian pear, it almost has that gritty, sweet texture to it. Yeah. That's the taste I just got out of this. It's like almost a gritty, sweet taste.
I feel it more in the finish than I do on my tongue.
And see, that's what I felt on the tip of my tongue coming back.
Did you?
Yeah. But I didn't take a huge sip of it. I just wanted to get a little flavor off of it. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Not quite like our more recent sweet whiskeys. It's drier.
Yeah. It doesn't have that. This is an interesting taste.
Yeah, I like it.
It doesn't have that syrupy sort of... Mm-mm. Again, I think pear is your call is right on.
I'm only getting that in the finish. I really don't feel that.
Really? Because I get that right on the tip of my tongue.
Wow.
And I eat a lot of pears.
Well, okay. I like the warmth.
I like the way it tastes. It's a tasty whiskey.
I don't get that iodine.
No, it doesn't have that iodine taste to it, not like it smells.
No.
It's not quite as light as, you know, how some of them have that light ocean-y scent and that ocean air sort of lightness to it, but it's like it wants to be there, but it's not quite there. But I don't get a lot of really smoke or wood flavor, just a touch of wood I get out of it. It's nothing compared to the double wood.
No, that's very woody.
And it clings to the glass, so it's got a heavy consistency to it. But it doesn't stick to your mouth. You know, like that E.H. Taylor.
Yeah.
That stuck with you. Mm-hmm. That flavor stuck in your mouth. This is fleeting. It's got not a strong finish, but it's got a warm finish.
Yeah.
It doesn't have an exaggerated or extended finish. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to even like a Macallan. Mm-hmm. In that it's not a heavy-duty, overpowering taste. I think it's a taste that everybody could appreciate.
Well, especially coming off of a couple of bourbons.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And those were fine bourbons.
Yeah.
But there's a sophistication and a refinement that we didn't quite have with that.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's a slight hint of spice to this.
Yeah.
It's not a peppery spice.
You see, I'm getting that kind of fruit flavor now. Mm-hmm. Long after I've swallowed.
Yeah, it's a fruity flavor.
Yeah.
It's like a juicy fruit of whiskey. You know, where you chew on the gum for a few seconds and the flavor's gone? You sip it, you get a little fruity flavor, and you just can't quite bring it all the way out. I would have expected something a little different from the Belvedere.
Me too.
In fact, I did accept something a little different from the Belvedere.
I'm not a rum drinker. I mean, I've had rum and Coke, but I don't know what a straight rum is going to taste like. So I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't this.
So I am not a rum drinker either, but I think the rum has softened the characteristics of the bourbon cask that they usually would age it in. So I think that takes some of the wood from it.
You're probably right.
It's pretty tasty.
This is very good. I like it.
It's a very good scotch. This is one of the mildest scotches I think we've tried.
Yeah.
Flavor-wise, it's a sub. It's kind of like the Japanese whiskey.
Yeah.
It's a very straight, clean flavor.
Yeah. I just got the pear on my tongue. I needed a bigger mouthful of it.
It's almost even gritty like a pear. It's not like a gritty whiskey, but it gives you that little prick on the tip of your tongue when you drink it.
So. Yes. For the kind of iodine medicine-y kind of vapor that you got on the nose when you really got a good sniff of it, it certainly doesn't taste.
It has none of that in the taste. It doesn't have the medicine. It doesn't do that coating of your tongue where you feel like, you know, it's all medicine-y and all. You know,
that's what I get from those peaty ones. It's just like
almost like the where you take the battery and stick it on your tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get that. Right. You get it in the scent, but you don't get it in the taste. Mm-hmm. So let's add a couple drops and see if we can break it up and pick out a few more tastes from this sucker. It's a nice little pour. Thank you, sir.
We're going to add some water to this one.
Add a little drop of water. And we'll swirl that around and let it sit for a few seconds.
Ooh, more than I intended.
Definitely breaks up the scent a little bit. You get less of the medicine and more of the sweetness on the nose. There's a little wood.
Yeah. It certainly softened that vapor.
It definitely softened that whole that whiskey iodine scent. Yeah, I like it. I like the scent on this. It's, man, you know, so many of our whiskeys jump out at you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is a flower to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really have to look for it. The fruit, though.
The fruit stands out, but that's it. Yeah. But even that's not the only flavor you get out of it. It's not a bold scotch. It's way understated.
Yeah.
Which is, again,
kind of like a Macallan. Yeah.
Like a Macallan. Yeah. Right. It's a little creamier than it was before. It's drier. You put water in it, and it dries out your tongue. It dries out the roof of your mouth very quickly. You nailed it from the start with the pear. This is almost like eating a pear.
Yeah, the fruit is still there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I put too much water in it because I'm getting a little more vanilla than I am fruit. But I like it both ways so far.
I like
the heat and the finish when it's neat.
I like it when it's neat because it's got a little bit of a finish.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
this really softened the finish.
This is almost no finish now.
Yeah.
I mean, I get nothing.
Took a lot of heat out of it, too.
You know, there's nothing coming through the lungs here. It's all mouth flavor.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the scotch experience for you especially, but for both of us, is that whole, what I call the backdraft, mm-hmm. you know, what you call the warmth. This doesn't get past my throat.
I equate your backdraft as being a real harsh, mm-hmm. hot finish. Some of them are still warm, but kind of gentle, like drinking coffee or hot chocolate on a bitter cold day.
Yeah,
I equate the backdraft as being like the real harsh.
Yeah, but the backdraft is real harsh. But you still get the warmth. Warmth goes down, the backdraft comes up.
Comes back.
No, you still get a tinge of the iodine.
A little bit, but I think it softened it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting the wood again.
Yeah, there is wood.
Yeah.
There's a little.
I don't
wood
taste there. It, though. Are you tasting it?
Not now. I tasted it when it was neat.
Yeah.
I tasted a little, just a pinch of wood, not a double wood, not even a single wood, more of a sliver of wood. It's the Belvenny sliver. It's very interesting that this is a Belvenny. Belvenny's a woody scotch to me.
Well, and that's because we've really only had the double wood.
True.
So, and that is a
maybe our expectations were a little off.
Well, that bears repeating. We probably should try the 12-year, which is not a double wood.
Yeah.
See how woody that is.
Exactly. I don't know that Belvenny's a Speyside.
I don't know where it's from.
Because I know that Speysides are not necessarily the woodier.
No, they're not. Well, we happen to have the internet.
Yes, that's a wonderful thing. It is a Speyside. Single malt whiskey from Speyside, Scotland. This is not a cheap bottle of whiskey either, Jim.
I don't remember what I paid. I've had this since before Christmas. I'm guessing it's 60-ish.
Yeah, it was about 66, it said. But, I mean, that's an internet price. Again, this bears repeating, and I've said it before. The fact that you and I have started this podcast, and we've been, you know, trying all the different scotches and tasting them and mm-hmm. consuming them in some quantity.
Appreciating them.
Appreciating is the right word to use, because the price has gone up. Mostly because of this podcast. We have been, you know, publicizing. The scotch industry owes us a debt. You and I started this, and scotch prices have gone up.
So your brother's drinking a lot more scotch, is he?
I think he is. Perhaps my mother even. Maybe the girls are like sneaking scotch in between wine runs. Okay, let's see if it's got any tasting notes on there. The Belvenny's vanilla notes in the finishing, whilst adding a spicy aromatic quality to the whiskey. Okay, so they say the rum adds a vanilla taste to it. I can see that.
I get a little bit.
I still think it's almost a pear
type
flavor.
Yeah, I get more pear than I do vanilla, but there is a hint of it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the water, but again, I put an awful lot in there. I didn't mean to.
No, the water really just tempers the flavor. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change it. A lot of times when you put a few drops in, it separates the malt type. You know, this is not as complex as some scotch.
No, it's not, actually.
So let's finish this up, Jim. Put a couple rocks in. We'll finish off the Belvenny. Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Very subtle scent. Even less so than with the water. You still get that sweetness. Not a lot of iodine.
I don't really get the pear, though. Okay, I'm getting the pear. You have to kind of get your nose in it.
Again, I get... Okay, just a very... You know, we originally had that iodine-y scent that kind of filled your nose.
Yeah.
I literally had to bury my face in here to get a tinge of it.
And it's not much, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, big surprise. It takes the heat out of the finish, but wow, do you feel it on your tongue right now?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
It heats it up in the mouth.
After you've swallowed.
Yeah, it doesn't give you that medicine coating.
It's like a coating, though.
It's almost the iodine-y pinch. It's the tongue on the battery thing. It kind of heats up your tongue.
Yeah.
It doesn't heat up the cheeks or the roof of the mouth at all. And it kind of...
Right out of the flat part of your tongue. Right down the middle.
Yes, it's like it dries it out.
A little on the tip.
On the tip of the tongue and the sides of the tongue.
Yeah.
But you don't get that full mouth flavor like you had in the beginning. It really focuses the whole experience into the front of your mouth and on your tongue.
This was a pretty radical change.
Yeah, I thought so. A big difference.
I don't get any wood. I don't even smell it.
No.
It's like the pear, but even sweeter.
It's like the fermented pear.
Yes. And that initial taste that I got back on my tongue after I swallowed, because it comes from back to front, it was almost like a carbonation type of that kind of feeling as it spread.
Right. It's prickly on your tongue. It's got a much more iodine-y. There's definitely a whiskey vapor to it. Interesting how the water tempers it and the chill intensifies it.
Yeah.
Okay, though, that's unexpected as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's like three things we really didn't expect about this. One is that it's not woody at all. We came into this expecting a Belvenny wood experience.
Mm-hmm.
Second is that a lot of times you add a drop of water and it'll help you feel a lot more flavor and get a wider or variety of experience.
Right.
And it did the exact opposite. It just tempered the whole thing as if it was just
watered down.
And normally I wouldn't expect the rocks to change the character like it did.
That kind of vanilla creaminess kind of is there, too. Not so much while the whiskey's in your mouth or right after you swallowed it. Here I am quite some time after swallowing it.
There's a good finish to the rocks. There's a good finish with it chilled. And it's...
The finish is on your tongue.
It stays at the party longer.
Mm.
This lingers.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting part of it is it starts sweet and almost gets bitter.
On your tongue.
On your tongue after the fact. Right.
But back here.
Oh, that's all cream.
Creamy.
Yes. It's very smooth going down. It's silky towards the back of your throat.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
This gives you, like, multiple finishes.
Yeah. Right. It's the finish that keeps finishing.
Well, that was interesting. That is interesting.
You know what? If there's no other way to drink it, this is it. But you know what? You have to compare it. You know, if this seems interesting to you, try it neat.
Yeah. Don't bother with the water. Because I don't think you get anything more out of the water than you do neat.
I don't think it adds anything.
You get all the flavors from the neat.
Yeah.
And then you get the total change in character with the chilled.
Yeah. That made it a lot of fun.
It did. Okay. Very rarely do we both agree out of our three tastings?
Yeah.
But I think we can both agree that the Rocks is the winner with the Belvenie Caribbean cask.
Right.
I don't know that the rum does anything for it. I mean, it does. Obviously, it adds that,
must be that pear.
That vanilla pear, the sweet flavor to it.
Yeah.
I don't know that it adds to the character of the scotch.
No.
I think it actually mutes it.
This isn't going to be one of my favorites. But
I'm going to agree with you. This is not one of my favorites.
No.
I would never turn it down.
No, not at all.
Our least favorite scotches have been very good.
Yeah.
Well, you and I stay in the same region, so we haven't stepped out of our comfort zone yet.
No, we haven't. So, you know what? That very last drop, I could taste just the hint of wood. I could smell it, and I could taste it.
There's wood. I'm telling you, there's a little bit of wood.
I struggled with that one. I didn't quite get that all the way through, but at the very bottom of the glass.
It's a little bit of a little charred oak.
No.
You know, it's 14-year-age scotch. Actually, I like it better than the 18-year Glenlivet. I'm not going to say this right, because it's a top-shelf whiskey.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put this on my top shelf.
No, I understand what you're saying. Absolutely. Not to our palate.
No, and it's not gonna be up next to the 21. No.
But that jumped off the shelf at me, and I thought, well, we're both going to Mexico weeks apart.
So how could you not?
I thought that would be perfect. So
exactly. So, Jim, you mentioned we both went to Mexico.
Right. Now, this is very interesting.
I went to Mexico. First thing we did when we got there was go on a tequila tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everywhere you go, they give you tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I'm not a tequila drinker.
Right.
I don't even like tequila. So when I went on the tequila tasting, the man said, what do you like? I go, I drink whiskey. So he gave me a tequila. It kind of tasted like a whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is the Corralejo. It's 100% agave.
Right.
So I'm like, wow, this is good. I'm going to have to bring this home and try it with Jim.
Well, I think we ought to do a shot.
I believe so. So it's an awesome looking bottle.
It's
an offset cylinder. And they have rifles and pistols. I considered getting a pistol of tequila, but instead I got some. I kind of like the taste.
They play up that whole bandito.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I was saying earlier, how the Mexicans know how to have fun.
Absolutely.
So we're going to give this a little try. Okay, it's got definitely a very tequila scent to the cork. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very tequila-y.
It's almost like pouring it out of a canteen.
It is. It's almost like, I was just going to say that. It's almost like, it's like a crooked canteen.
Yeah. These are healthy shots.
These are healthy shots. Dude.
Hey, Bendejo.
Ah!
Which means,
my very good friend.
You know what? I must be maturing, because that doesn't bother me, the smell.
This doesn't smell.
I used to hate the smell of it.
This doesn't smell.
You know what? It must be that Jose Cuervo crap.
That Jose Cuervo. Okay, but this doesn't smell as strong as other tequilas.
No.
This doesn't have.
It's kind of salty.
It's kind of salty, and it's aged in a whiskey cask for at least 6 months to 2 years.
Do you know anything about the whiskey?
It was a bourbon cask.
It was a bourbon cask. So it came from Kentucky.
Right.
I kind of get a tobacco smell.
You know, I can see where you get that.
Certainly salty. Smell.
Very salty. It's definitely... This has that seaside feeling to it.
Like a... Don't take this the wrong way. Dirty seaside. I don't mean filthy, polluted.
No.
It's... This is... See, it's not refined. That's what I mean by dirty.
This isn't... It's not light.
It's not like scotch.
It's not clean.
Right. Well, you raised this point when we talked about the bourbons. That the bourbons have that edge.
Oh, tequila's got way more of an edge than
bourbon. Oh, yeah. Well, this doesn't smell like whiskey.
This is the most whiskey-tasting tequila I've ever had. It's got a very dryish, woody taste to it.
It's definitely woody.
It's woody.
And tobacco. I still taste tobacco. Now, I'm an ex-smoker, so...
Okay. You might taste... I'm not. I taste it as a strong wood. You might taste it as tobacco. But this
It certainly tastes like wood, too. I get that, too.
I think that tequila, even more than whiskey, takes on the characteristic of the charred oak. I think it sponges it up even stronger. Isn't this
as
is close to a whiskey as you've ever gotten out of a tequila?
Yeah, well... That's not what you expect out of a tequila.
No.
Now, this I don't think you can get here.
No, I don't know that you can get this here.
Corralejo. 99,000 horas, which means hours. So yeah. It must have been aged for 99,000 hours.
It's 11 years. So it's a 12-year...
That's a significant investment.
So let's do a little wrap here. So for the Belvenie, it's a good...
It's good.
It's not, not worth the money, but no. It's tasty. I would not refuse if somebody were to offer me. What we found most interesting about the Belvenie is how the chilling changed the nature of it.
Yeah. And then the tequila.
Tequila's fun.
That was a lot of fun. Very woody. Very enjoyable. I really like the taste of it.
It's actually a more complex flavor than the Belvenie.
I think so, actually.
So this is fun. This is great. Anyways. So,
thank you for bringing that back. That was wonderful, the tequila.
Jim, I had a great time. So until next time.
Thank you very much for listening to Hopscotch World. My name's Jim.
My name's Bill. Gracias, mi amigos.